What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Earlier this year, a study commissioned by the Singapore Tourism Board called Capturing the Asian Millennial Traveller revealed that in the next 5 years, Singaporean millennial business travellers, so those born between 1981 and 1995...
Uh-oh, somebody is in between that group.
No, it doesn't count. They will enter their peak earning and spending years. Wow. Okay, yeah, I don't mind entering my peak earning and spending years.
In 5 years, shock, right?
Yeah.
So with them maturing up the career ladder, you can expect that they're going to be travelling more, not just for personal reasons, but for business too. So it's going to be the next wave of travel growth that the travel industry really has to prepare themselves for. We know that millennials have different aspirations at the workplace compared with the generations before them. Work must be meaningful. Yeah. You must have super work-life balance. Yeah. You must serve avocado toast maybe at the office pantry. You usually prefer to work at a startup over a corporation. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to business travel, what do millennials really want?
Well, a Singapore-based travel startup called TravelStop is one such company that is aiming to reimagine and simplify business travel in Asia to cater to young Singaporean business travelers. They even plan to use AI. It's raised $1.2 million in seed funding, and it's just launched in Singapore and the rest of Southeast Asia Monday.
Joining us is Prashant Kirtane, CEO and co-founder of TravelStop. Welcome to the studio, Prashant, and congratulations on your launch on Monday.
Thank you, Yasmin.
Nice to have you here. So, TravelStop, that's the company you represent. You use a modern AI-powered software as a service platform to simplify business travel, the booking process, to automate expense reporting. Can you perhaps fill in the blanks more about how this whole thing works?
So TravelStop is a modern AI-powered platform which simplifies the business travel and also expense management. We are really reimagining how the business travel is done and, like I said, make it very easier for the employees and employees to manage the expense reports. Essentially, it does three things. Travel end-to-end, be it the flights and hotels, so you can book on our platform. Expenses, again, end-to-end. You can make the claims, you can do a reimbursements pretty easily on the platform.
Yeah.
And also from a company perspective, we provide a deeper insight into what's happening from a T&E perspective.
Okay.
So we do all three aspects of business travel, your travel, expenses, and deeper insights.
Right. I'm not a millennial, but I already like the idea that, you know, it's going to be simplified when it comes to doing claims.
Yeah, you got me at that.
Doing travel claims.
You should see my friend whenever she does claims on the 20th of each month.
The whole office hears my fury.
A study by a software company called Unit 4 last year found that office workers in Singapore, they're the least productive among 11 countries polled. Where they work the longest hours, they're more focused on, you know, administrative tasks like doing claims, submitting their expenses, planning travel. How then can TravelStop improve productivity at the workplace as a whole, not just with claims?
I mean, if you look holistically, right, I mean, there are multiple things that happens when you do a business travel. One is the research. So you spend a lot of amount of time in doing the research for your specific travel trip.
Okay.
By machine learning and by understanding the signals, what's happening, you as an employee or you as a company, we can make it easier for you to book the travel by making proper recommendations. So recommendation is, again, a very key part of our platform. Mm. So we understand the signals that's happening within the company and provide the appropriate recommendations. Think about a scenario where, say, as an example, if you have offices in New York or, say, in Hong Kong, and then you have the employees traveling frequently to New York and Hong Kong. Generally, what happens is the employee will tend to do the research by themselves. But here we understand that if the past employees within that company has traveled to New York and Hong Kong, or we understand your office location or destination, then we make an appropriate recommendation based on what routes you need to take or make recommendations on the hotels next to your destination itself.
So you save time.
So it's really to improve the productivity pretty significantly.
May I ask, because I know millennials, when they look at travel destinations, they also, feedback is a big factor.
Yeah.
Does TravelStop take that into account?
You mean putting reviews?
Reviews, feedback, yeah.
Yeah, I think what's more important is to really understand the reviews within the company itself.
Okay.
So if a company is like a 100 people size, and say there are 4 to 5 people traveling consistently to a different destination, getting reviews from those for that specific hotel and the specific routes is really important. So again, from a recommendation perspective, we take all that into consideration and make an appropriate recommendations to make it very easier to employees to make or manage the bookings, to thereby increasing the productivity.
Alrighty. Prashant Kirtane, who's the CEO and co-founder of TravelStop, is with us here on Money FM 89.3. So how do you make money? Your initial launch offer was to sign up for free, and then after that you're going to be charging $10. You think that's going to be sustainable and add to your coffers?
Right. I think largely if you look at the current travel agents, I mean, they tend to charge a significant amount of transaction fees. There are fees for every interaction generally with the travel agent. So there is a booking fees involved. I mean, if you call them, there is a fees involved. If you write them, there is a fees involved. And that's what typically happens in a large corporates when they use these travel agents.
Sure.
From our perspective, it's not really needed. Essentially, from a cost perspective, it will be absolutely free to the end user to make the booking, to the employees to make manage the booking.
Mm-hmm.
We will charge a very simple and affordable SaaS-based platform fee, more like for services in the foreseeable future. But for now, it's absolutely free, you know, for a number of months.
Congratulations on the $1.2 million raised in seeding money. A lot of investors coming from Singapore and the USA. I got to ask, how are you planning to use the money? I'm guessing, apart from developing the software, the platform, anything else?
Largely, it's for the platform and for the engineers. Again, we are building a next gen modern AI powered platform, and that does need a significant amount of quality engineers. And travel again is very disjointed. I mean, if you look at the number of systems available out there, which you need to integrate and to assimilate all the information on a single platform, and then to provide an appropriate interface in the Asian context of different languages, different currencies, and for the millennials, it's difficult. So a significant part of the funding will be gone to really build the platform. We've already launched a couple of days back, but we'll continue to evolve the platform in the next 6 to 9 months. And then we'll also launch in 4 countries. So we're launching in Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand. So we'll also be using the money to do the messaging in those 4 countries.
Right.
Okay, so just around the region, huh? Do you have future plans beyond, the expansion with the other countries over in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, so we will look at other countries in 2019 and beyond.
Mm.
But for now, for next a number of months, 6 to 9 months, we'll be very focused on in the 4 countries that I talked about.
Okay, and these are the countries, of course, that have a growing group of millennials, a very young, sort of dynamic population. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Yasmin, you talked about millennials, right? I mean, I think one thing they really need is the flexibility. I think a lot of the millennials don't like the constraints.
Mm-hmm.
So these large corporations have these constraints by the travel policies. And generally, it's a 50 to 60 page long document which talks about a given employee can do XYZ, ABC.
Yeah.
That's not really needed. I mean, the millennials really love that freedom and independence and the flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, again, one of the key features of the platform. Mm-hmm. We provide what is called as a flexible travel policy. So thereby, we essentially recommend a budget mm-hmm. for a given trip.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, a two-day trip to Bali should cost $1,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then an employee can manage the booking within that budget. So it becomes irrelevant whether the employee travels economy class ticket, stays in a 5-star hotel and not really have a good meal,
yeah.
or whether he travels a low-cost airline, stays in a $15 guest house and decides to have a good meal.
Prashant, final question for you. What are you hearing when it comes to the travel industry gearing up for this whole wave of millennial travel in the future? What's the buzz?
I think the flexibility and the freedom is really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about the business and leisure. I think Asians also, we love to extend our business trips. You know, we'd love to extend to stay back on the weekends and,
explore,
enjoy the destination.
Learn something new.
Yeah. And again, the constraints and the policies provided by these large tools and large corporations does not really meet those needs.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do, like really build a flexible tool to manage those needs.
I think they're going to cut down on visiting karaoke bars, which is a very Gen X and like beyond, before, older kind of thing, huh?
Prashant Kirtane, CEO and co-founder of TravelStop. Thanks very much for coming by the studio. Have a good day. Yeah.
Thank you.